Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. I'm your host, Tia Pugh, a speaker, businesswoman, and international mentor. I'm so glad to have you today. You could be listening to anything in the world right now, but you decided to come and listen to your girl for a while. So thank you. And if it's your first time here, hey girl, hey, welcome, boo boo. I appreciate you. You the bomb, girl. I hope and pray that you are having an amazingly wonderful 2019 thus far. Mine has been off the chain busy, okay? So let's just talk about a few things that happened this month for me. So on the 1st of January, I officially launched my new book for pre-order, Happy and Healed: Principles to Overcome Breakups and Setbacks. That was absolutely amazing. My first book to ever launch. Talk about wonderful. Then on the 7th, I launched Morning Manna, which is a weekly prayer call every Monday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 6 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Now, if you would like to join the Morning Manna call, all you have to do is text at TP Talks to 81010, and you will be added to the VIP text line, and there you will get all of the information that you need to join the call weekly, okay? Then come the 12th of January, I had a virtual vision party with my big sister, Latasha Ledbetter from Heal Flow Grow TV. What? It was absolutely amazing, y'all. Listen, we had a good time in the Lord. We were on there for about 2.5 hours, talking, laughing, crying. It was awesome, okay? That's all I can tell you. It was thebomb.com. And then on the 25th, I did some emceeing at a ladies' night out at my church. There were hundreds and hundreds of women that showed up for God in a major way, honey. And it was very powerful and very, very amazing, okay? That's all I can say about that. Then on the 26th, I was going to perform a spoken word piece at an upscale winery in Nashville, Tennessee, but I decided not to because very early the next morning I was going to be getting on a plane to go somewhere. So fast forward to today, January 29th, a queen was born. Yes. It's my birthday. Yay! So I am here in Vegas celebrating with friends and family. And this month has been absolutely phenomenal. There is not enough adjectives, verbs that I can really use to describe this month because of how speechless it really left me. God is good. God is powerful. And I know that with him and through him, any and every single thing is possible. So there were a ton of other things that happened this month, but I really wanted to just highlight those few things. And also, I want to make sure to tell you to subscribe to the podcasts. Be sure that you subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to know when a new episode goes live. Yes, I do post things on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat in regards to me dropping a new episode. But just in case you don't see it on there due to algorithms, things of that nature, you will be the first to know about a new episode going live if you subscribe to the podcast via iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or whatever it is that you listen to podcasts on. Okay? So make sure that you do connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and Snapchat at Tia Pugh Talks. And if you would like to sponsor a show to get more exposure to your business, or you would like to book me for your next speaking engagement, then go ahead and email us info@TiaPughTalks.com. Okay, girl. So today we will be discussing the year of the comeback. In 2017, you were the caterpillar. In 2018, you were tucked away in the cocoon. In 2018, you will come forth as the beautiful butterfly that you have been preparing to be. So get ready to fly, sis. But you still need a little help. And that's why I'm here with three things that will definitely help you make this comeback year truly yours. So the very first thing that I really want to talk about having in order for this to be your ultimate comeback year is a strategic plan. Now, there is no way you're going to make it through 2019 with a successful year without a plan, sis. This is a must. Some hope for success and some smart people plan for it. So I'm challenging you now, yes, this very minute, to pause this podcast and go get a pen and piece of paper. We have work to do, boo. Okay, so here you are with your pen and paper. You're ready. Let's talk. What are five very specific things you want to accomplish this year? For an example, I'll share my five. Lose 50 pounds. Sell 100 books. Travel at least 5 states. Speak on at least 5 stages. Be featured in at least 1 major publication. Now that I have my 5 very specific goals, I have to create an action plan for each. Yes, a detailed account of how I'm supposed to make each of these come to life. And you must do the very same thing for your 5. Now, I'm a busy person and actually enjoy it. You may have to do one goal at a time, and that's okay. You may not be able to do 5. That's okay. But the one that you've decided to really do, make sure that you hone in on it. Make sure that you sit down and you write out the strategic plan, step-by-step process as to how you plan to get there, okay? Now, it's not enough for you to just say that, oh, I think I'm going to get me a coach this year and I'm going to do better in my business, or I think I'm going to really take the time to sit down and heal and rest this year. It's not enough. What exactly is it that you're going to do that is going to help aid or to help push you in that direction? So are you going to read self-help books if you want to be healed or you want to rest? Are you going to go to certain conferences that talk about that? So you have to write down the very specifics. So what conference are you going to? What's the date? What's the time? You know, start planning out your ticket to get there if you have to do some traveling. Start booking your hotel if you have to book a hotel. Saying you want a life coach, okay, what is that life coach name? What is your mentor's name that you might want to have? What are the exact self-help books that you are going to read this year that are going to launch you closer to what it is that you want to be closer to? I'm telling you, writing things out, it makes things so much easier. Now, you may not be a person like me. I like to write things out. Okay, you might be a person that likes to type things out. Whatever, whatever, honey, whatever works best for you. But I'm telling you now that this is something that you have to do to help you move forward. Now, I'll tell you that a lot of my success comes from me planning ahead, writing things out, being very clear on my goals, being very clear on my vision, being very specific as far as what it is that I want. Now, you can think that this is mediocre and this is not going to help you. This is not going to aid you in going in the right directions. But I can tell you right now that it absolutely will. The smallest things can change your life. So you have to be open to doing things differently. If you have never tried this before, if you have never done this before, sis, I encourage you to sit down and do this. Okay? Sit down and do this and keep it visible. Keep it in a place where you can see it on a daily basis. Refer back to it regularly. Refer back to it weekly. Refer back to it daily. Whatever it is that you have to do. If you have to start putting things on your calendar, on your phone to alert you and remind you, hey, are you ahead on that goal? Hey, what are you doing? Hey, have you done this today? You might have to do that. A lot of people, they want accountability coaches. They want people to hold them accountable. But honey, there are some times when you're going to have to take credit for yourself and hold yourself accountable. There have been times when I have set deadlines for myself and I failed to meet those deadlines, and I wondered, why didn't I meet those deadlines? And I go back and I realized that I did not set myself up for success. You have to be real with yourself. And there are times when I have not set myself up for success because I knew that something was going to distract me and I needed to have something in place to deter me from that distraction when it came. So what I would do sometimes is I would put reminders in my calendar to just pop up out of nowhere. My phone would be going off, alarms would be going off. People be like, what's wrong with your phone? What's going on? Yes, my phone is telling me that I need to get back to writing. My phone is telling me that I need to plan the content. My phone is telling me that I need to post. My phone is telling me that I need to screenshot. My phone is telling me that I need to work on a growth strategy. My phone is telling me whatever it is that my phone is telling me. Honey, we have these devices for a reason. We need to start using them for the betterment of ourselves, because sometimes we just sit on them and we scroll all day and nothing get done and nothing happens and nothing changes. So you have to start using the sources and the things that you have to help you out. Some people always say, I don't have enough money for this. I don't have enough time for that. I don't have enough money for this. I don't have enough time for that. The devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. You make time for the things that you want to make time for. You have money for the things that you want to have money for when you want to have money for it. Let's just be real on today. I'm tired of playing these games, okay? And you have to get real with yourself and realize that you need to do this, that this is detrimental to your destiny, and that you have to start holding yourself accountable. You have to start coming up with strategic plans to get you going in the direction that you desire to go. You have all these great and fancy plans for yourself, but what are you doing to get yourself in that direction? That's just like on the 12th when I had the vision party with my sister and some more of my sisters. We talked about vision. We planned out vision, what it was that we were going to do, what we were going to change, who we are, how we're going to conquer this year, all of these great things. But after that call, if none of us ever step up and really write out a plan for all of those things that we talked about, I forget it. None of it's gonna happen. We can look at those vision boards on a daily, but it just has stuff on it. It just has stuff on it. Some pictures, some words. It does not go into great detail on how to get what it is that we have on that vision board, how to obtain what it is that we have on that vision board, how to work towards what it is that we have on that vision board. So the vision board is really just the starting piece. That's just the starting piece, because that's just seeing it. So now we have to plan it. Then we have to walk that thing out. I have created vision boards year after year and have never accomplished anything on them. I'm just keeping it real on today. Never accomplished anything on them because it was literally just a vision. It was just something that I could see. The Bible says to write the vision and make it plain, honey. Write the vision and make it plain.
the Bible doesn't say to cut out pieces of, you know, visual things and paste it on a cardboard piece of paper. It says to write the vision and make it plain. This is what we have to do in order to be able to do what it is that we said that God has called us to do. Matter of fact, let me get that scripture because I need to read that to y'all. So just give me one moment and I'm going to find that scripture and read it to you all, because we have to have a clear understanding of what exactly it is that God is saying in this scripture and how important it is that we actually write this thing out, okay? Just give me one moment. All right, boom, here it is. So this is in Habakkuk 2 through 3. Yes, Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. It says, "Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie, though it tarries. For it, because it surely comes, it will not tarry." My goodness. So write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. Y'all, that's the word, honey. That's the word. That's what the word said. Don't get mad at me. The word said write the vision and make it plain. So it's obvious that we need a strategic, very specific plan, okay? All right? So, sis, pause this thing and write out that plan. Come back and get this next note, okay? Hey sis, I'm so glad you're here. Don't forget to join the VIP text line for Morning Manna, the prayer call that happens every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 6 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. What you want to do is text at TP Talks to 810-10 and you will begin to receive all of the information you need to join the call weekly. I can't wait to see you there. Okay, we're going to jump right on into the second point that I wanted to address. You are absolutely going to need prayer. Yes. You are going to need prayer to make 2019 your comeback year. Now, let's talk about prayer. What exactly is prayer? It's nothing more than a request for help or expression that is addressed to God. Yes. Now, let's talk about how I like to break my prayer down. There is always four things I like to touch on when I pray. Now, the first thing is praise. I like to give adoration to God. I like to lift him up. I like to honor him on the very onset of my prayer. Then I like to flow right on into repentance, asking for forgiveness, thanking him for Jesus Christ, the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Also, I flow right on to asking whatever it is that I stand in need of, and then I give him my yes at the end to finalize my prayer, giving him my yes to whatever it is that he's called me to do or whatever it is that he has assigned unto me. Now, my prayer is literally praise, repentance, acts, and yes. So that's P-R-A-Y. pray is the basis for my prayer. Now, I believe I got that from Priscilla Shire, the author of Fervorance. Oh my gosh, that's a good book. She is just bomb all the way around. She is the wife in the War Room. If you don't recognize her by name, but if you've seen the War Room, she is the wife in the War Room. And not only is she slaying demons in that movie when she is, you know, casting them out of her house and out of her family and this, that, and the other, honey, she does it in real life. She is thebomb.com. So you have to definitely go and check her out. Her name is Priscilla Shire. Okay. But listen, prayer and spending time with God is what really unlocks everything. Do you hear what I'm saying? Let me say that again. But ultimately, listening in prayer and spending time with God is what unlocks everything. The strength you need, the closed doors you need to open, the connections to the right people, the funds. Girl, listen when I tell you, everything, whatever you stand in need of, you can get it in prayer. Okay. Now, what I want to do is read a couple of scriptures as it pertains to prayer. So the very first one I want to read is John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. I'm sorry. I have to calm myself down right there because that really excites me. That really excites me because whatever it is that I desire, I can come to him and ask of him and it will be done for me. Say what? Say what? Yes. So the scripture clearly tells us that whatever it is that we stand in need of, that he's got our back, he's there for us. So don't be afraid to go to him. Okay. You don't have to go to a brother, cousin, sister, uncle, daddy, anybody. You can go directly to Jesus, directly to God, directly to the Holy Spirit, directly to them and talk to them. And whatever it is that you stand in need of, it can be provided to you. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, oh my gosh, believe that you receive them and you will have them. My goodness. So this makes us really think. So when you go to God in prayer, make sure that you are believing in what it is that you are asking God for. Don't just go to God aimlessly saying, hey, God, can you provide the funds for me to be able to buy a new car? And then you don't really come into agreement with that yourself. You're just like, yeah, he might do it. He might not do it. Go to him confidently, knowing that he will provide for you. Jehovah Jireh, God our provider, know confidently within yourself that he is going to provide for you that which you have asked him and that which you stand in need of. So don't go to him with no old weak puny prayers, like wondering later on why they didn't get answered. Honey, you asked him for it and you didn't even believe in it yourself. What make you think that he gonna come through for you? So make sure that you believe in what it is that you are asking God for. And also be realistic in your prayers. Don't go to God asking no crazy stuff. And I ain't even about to give no examples, okay? So just check yourself, okay? Check yourself. Luke 11:9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to ask. God has more than enough of what you need. It's not like God is running out of things. Do you hear me? God is overflow, okay? So don't be afraid to go and ask him for whatever it is. I don't know exactly what it is that you stand in need of, but you know right now what it is that you truly stand in need of. Don't be afraid to ask, because his word tells us, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened, ask and it will be given to you. So he got you, sis. He got you. Now let me tell you, prayer is so powerful. Prayer is truly what helped me get through 5 years of homelessness. It's how I grew 3 highly successful online businesses. How I've been able to continue my success online. It's how I've been able to connect with like-minded people in my industry. It's how I've gotten personally invited to speak, act, and perform at different events, and so much more. I credit all of this to prayer and simply spending time with God. Give it a try, honey. Give it a try in 2019 and watch your life change forever. 100% guaranteed. Money back. Do you hear me? 100%. Facts, facts, facts. If you truly begin to commit time in your life to prayer, if you truly commit to spending time with God and reading his word and just sitting and praying and meditating in his presence and making yourself available, turning off TVs, turning off your cell phone, you know, putting it on silent, putting it on mute, telling people, look, I can't talk to you for the next 30 minutes. I can't talk to you for the next hour. I can't talk to you for the next 2 hours. Like, when I was homeless, honey, I would be so lost in the word. Oh my goodness, I feel myself about to cry. I would be so lost in the word. I mean, like, I literally had no other distraction because, but I mean, what did I have? I literally had nothing. So what I truly rooted myself in was the word of God. It was in my lowest time that I became the most connected to God. It was in my lowest time that I learned just how sovereign, just how powerful, just how mighty he truly is, and just how much of a provider he can be. It was in my lowest that I learned him. But now it's in my highest that I make sure that I keep my relationship with him. Because without him, I know that I am nothing. So I cannot live my life without prayer. I cannot live my life without spending time in his word and meditating on his promises. I know for a fact that I would not be here today. I would not be here today had I not found his word. I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed beyond belief. God is truly amazing. So sis, I challenge you this year to really get to know him. Don't allow yourself to get to your lowest point in life to have to truly discover who he is. You can discover who he is whether you are high or you are low. But I encourage you and I challenge you, whatever the case may be, to truly get to know him. because there's no way that you're going to make 2019 as successful, as amazing, as great, as bright, as flourishing, as promising, as beautiful as you would like it to be without spending time with Him. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast, sis. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pew Talks. Let's get back into the show. All right, sis, jumping into our third and final point today, it is going to have to be support. The only way that you are going to make 2019 your comeback year is if you have support. Now, I've seen a lot of memes online that talk about not needing support, but again, the devil is a whole lie. I hate, yes, hate seeing the self-made memes. You are not self-made nothing. You had a tribe, a circle of people, a group of friends, or family that supported you and helped you get to where you are. None of us would make it without some degree of support. When I first jumped online with all of this positive sauce, it was probably around 2014 when I published my very first blog. Now, I had an audience of about 2,000 people at that time, but these people supported me like no other. Do you hear me? They showed up to my blog, they read my blog, they commented, they shared it, they gave me feedback. They really, really poured into me and they helped me get better, actually. So, if it was not for those great people, I would not be where I am today. So, not only do you need supporters that believe in you, you need friends and family that believe in you. Because along the journey to success, being the better you, losing that weight, building that empire, there will be days. Let me say this again. There will be days that you absolutely don't believe in yourself. There will be days when you want to give up. There will be days when you want to throw in the towel, walk out on the job, and simply throw your whole entire life away. But you need people that will support you by praying for you. Sometimes you don't have the energy to pray for yourself, and you need people that can encourage you and pour into you and lift you up. But hold on, you also need people that will give you the raw truth. People that are not afraid to tell you to get up out your feelings, to get your life together, to get your head back in the game. That we not finna have this pity party today. We not going there. We're not doing this. You need people that are ready and willing to keep it 100,000 with you. People that are going to keep it real with you and not care about what it is that you have to say or your response or your reaction, or are not afraid of how you will feel about it. You need people like this, sis. Now, I know this might be some tough love or whatever, but this is the type of support that you are going to need. But no matter what, you will need a level of support. So I hope and pray that you allow people to support you in this season. some of us are extremely independent. Some of us don't really like to take advice. Some of us don't like to hear advice. Some of us don't like to apply advice given to our lives because we feel as though we may know it all. But I'm telling you, there were some things that people told me when I first jumped on the social media scene in 2014, with all of this positive sauce, that helped me get better. Some of those things, they weren't always presented in the most tactful or nicest verbal way. But by me being able to take constructive criticism, I was able to really grow as a person. I was able to really develop and evolve into what it was that God wanted me to be, and to be able to do more of what it was that He wanted me to do, and to show up with more confidence. And even for the naysayers and the negative people that spoke bad of what it was that I was doing, they helped me too, because they really poured fuel on my fire, and they also reassured me in the crazy twisted little way that this was confirmation that this is what I was supposed to do. Because if people were getting really upset about me talking about Jesus, if people were getting really upset about me doing what it was that God told me to do, that I knew that I was onto something. I knew that I had created a foundation to make the enemy upset. I knew that I had created a foundation to tear down what the enemy had built and tear down his kingdom. So I knew immediately that I had left one team and joined another because of the responses that I were getting and the reactions that I were getting from the negative people. Now, I did have a ton, do you hear me? A ton of positive feedback and a ton of, you know, constructive criticism that was nice and that was presented to me in a tactful way, or discussions with people that, you know, they may have countered my opinion, but we were able to come to a resolve and to have a conversation that was fruitful and not a conversation that where we were bashing each other and tearing each other down. So support comes in all shapes and sizes and forms and ways, but in this season, in order to have a year of comeback, you are going to have to take the support that God provides for you and use that to build you up, and even the negative support. Because it's funny, because you will have negative people and they will show up sometimes more than the positive people. And you have to realize that that too is also a level of support. That too is also a level of support, sis. I know, I'm crazy, huh? I'm crazy. But that is also a level of support, because at the end of the day, they are giving you a view. They are giving you attention. They are paying attention to what it is that you are doing. They are, you know, probably put money in your pockets in a roundabout way, honey, if you have your platforms set up the way that they need to be set up. Come on, somebody. That's a whole nother topic, whole nother story, whole nother day. But in a roundabout way, they are probably putting money in your pockets. And that is still support. And some of them don't even realize that they are putting money in your pockets from their comments and from their view and from all of these various things. But listen, nonetheless, be available, be able to take constructive criticism in this season, be able to take support in this season, whether it is a word of encouragement, whether it is a word of endearment, whether it is a word of constructive criticism, whatever it is, a word to kind of snatch you and get you together and get your head back in the game, whatever it is, be willing and open and available to actually take that level of support, okay? So hope and pray for a supportive tribe of friends, family, and people that you don't know, okay, in this season over your life. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's shift right on into prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for an amazing year, God. We just decree and declare that over our lives, that our year will be absolutely amazing, God, because you alone are amazing, because you alone are worthy, because you alone are absolutely fantastic, and you live inside of us. So therefore, we are absolutely fantastic as well, God. We lift you up and we praise you and thank you for being exactly who it is that you are. We thank you for keeping us this far and bringing us all the way through January. We're right here at the end of it, Lord God. And we thank you for keeping us all of this time, God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did, Lord God. We just lay down everything it is that is burdening our shoulders right now unto you, God. We hand it over to you because you said that you care for us and that we have the ability to cast our cares on you, God. We thank you for taking on our cares, God. We thank you so much for that. And we thank you for the precious blood that was shed on Calvary's cross through the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God, for the remission of our sins. So whatever it is that we may have done unknowingly, Lord God, or knowingly, God, I ask that you would forgive us of those sins right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, make us whole again, Lord God. Bring us back into right relationship with you, God. And I just ask that you would continue to cover us and keep us as we go out and do whatever it is that you have called us to do in this amazing 2019, Lord God. This is our comeback year. We decree and declare that right now in the name of Jesus. We speak it over our lives. We accept it, Lord God. So we just ask that in this year, God, you give us a strategic plan, God. You give us exactly what it is that we stand in need of and what we need on today, God. We ask that you would meet our needs in a supernatural way, Lord God. I ask that you would strengthen our prayer lives in this season, Lord God, so that we can come to you and commune with you comfortably, that it will not be an odd thing, or it will not be a strange thing, or it will not be a foreign thing to come and speak to you and come to talk to you, Lord God. So I just ask that you would do that in this season, God. I also ask that you would send the tribe, and you would send the family and the friends, and even those that are willing to give us constructive criticism, Lord God. Give us the strength to be able to take that in and make it a positive, Lord God, and to flip that thing around and use it for our good, Lord God, because you said that what the enemy meant for bad, you will turn around and make it for our good, Lord God. You also said that you have hope and a future plan for us, Lord God. So we stand in that on today, Lord God. We stand on that today, God. And we sit down and we write the vision out and we make it plain. We make it so plain that it's easy to follow. A step-by-step instruction, Lord. And some of us, we may be struggling with the actual step-by-step process. God, so I ask that you would provide that to us, God, as we just sit down with the pen in hand, Lord God, that you would begin to flow through us, and that you would begin to speak to us and speak to our hearts and reveal exactly how we are to carry out our goals in this season, Lord God. We love you so very much, God. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one of us now, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come upon us, that our homes will be homes of peace and of rest. Hallelujah. And it's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that I do pray and say amen. 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 Glory to God. Hey, 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 I'm your host, Tia Pugh. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pugh Talks. Also, be sure to join Morning Manna on every Monday morning, unless noted otherwise. Text at TP Talks to 81010. That's at TP Talks to 81010 to join the VIP line. You will get all of the information to join the call weekly. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can be the very first to know when a new episode drops or goes live. Also, if you have any questions, be sure to email us info@tiapewtalks.com. Now, let me leave you with this. 2019 will be as successful as you are willing for it to be. Meaning, you have to put in the work. You have to show up. You have to build. You have to sit down, plan, pray, strategize, and do the necessary things to get you where you are trying to go. You cannot and will not move forward without putting in the necessary work. I love you, sis. I hope and pray that this has encouraged you, pushed you, inspired you, enlightened you, and all that good stuff, okay? Until next time, peace.